You are listening to Artisan Adventures with FGG Designs. Join us on our journey as we explore the different worlds of wood carving, ring making, knife making, photography, pyrography, leathercraft, crochet, and paper art. This is episode number 3, an introduction to FGG Designs, part 3 of 3. In today's episode, we will talk about what you can expect from us. We have divided it up into 3 segments. First, we want to give you a little glimpse behind the scenes. Second, we would like to look at what we are planning for the future. And third, we want to briefly touch on the style of our podcasts. In our first segment, we're going to be looking behind the scenes at FGG Designs. We're going to basically be looking at what we're planning for the future and giving you a little preview or what you can expect in our podcasts. The first point is what we're working on. What we're trying to do with the podcast is give everybody a glimpse of our family. We hope to...
Picture, there's your glimpse.
Which might be included in some of the show notes of some episodes, if there's anything specific that we've talked about or shared that would be better if you visually saw it, we'll probably include a snapshot of it or something.
Yeah, so people can sort of see things even though this is an audio recording. We do hope to share a little bit more life here than just the audio. We do want to give you pictures, maybe even video at a certain point.
Just a plug, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and then we'll be posting hopefully more behind the scenes things there as well. So you can always be following that for almost a day-to-day basis of pictures instead of waiting for a podcast.
Yeah, that's an ongoing thing of each one of us, or at least some of us, are very consistent in putting up pictures on Instagram and things
You're
like that.
You're consistent, Dad, with your Instagram.
Yeah, very consistent with not putting anything up.
There
you're,
we go.
You're very right there. Very right, Sean. Well, we want to look at, obviously, our different artisan crafts as we go. Each one of us is involved in one way or the other, where some of us are maybe more actively involved right now. But as we go, we hope to allow people to see and hear what we're doing, not just... you know, the carving from your carving podcast, Sean. He has a carving podcast that all you hear is someone carving.
It's very good. It sounds like he's making the good cuts.
Well, that's good. And hopefully somewhere along the line, you can share that with other people too. But describing what you're doing, obviously we're not going to give away all our family secrets. But... we do want to encourage others to get involved in artisan crafts. And there are so many different artisan crafts out there. We have chosen individually to be involved in certain crafts, and we enjoy doing those crafts. But we want to encourage others to do them also. So you'll hear about those things in more detail. We'll also be sharing a little bit more about the specifics of the projects we're working on as we develop new products, or just maybe a particular style or particular materials that we're working with at a particular point. Or if it is Sean, it could be a special type of spoon or a spatula or pendant that he's working on at the moment.
And health and safety tips.
And yes, Sean's becoming an expert in that.
The tips, right?
The tips.
Yeah.
Well, and that...
Or proper bandaging.
Proper
bandaging. Yeah.
Safety. Safety first.
Gorilla glue. Works okay. Wonders.
Oh, no.
On all kinds of media. Well, one of the other things that we would like to also get into in the future is maybe producing some podcasts that relate to how-tos. Because we do want to encourage people to get into the arts and crafts. We have all profited from and continually learn from those many artisans out there who are transparent and open and like to share what they're doing on the internet. And we're blessed in that sense to really have the internet as a resource in today's age. There have been, of course, ages and ages and ages before us that didn't have that. And to learn a craft could have been very challenging.
It was also very limited because you could only learn the craft that basically your family did because you learned as an apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. Whereas now anyone can learn anything they want.
Which is exciting.
How to skin a rabbit?
In 6 different ways.
How to slaughter your chickens.
How to run over squirrels.
Or to eat roadkill, I guess. There's all kinds of things that you can find on internet.
Sean, you know that making a face at the microphone, they're not going to be able to see that,
it's
right?
It's an audio recording, not video.
This isn't a two-way thing?
No. So, how-tos, tutorials, introductions into the craft are part of what we foresee working on in the future. And then thirdly, we hope to just share with you the things that we are learning, either by making mistakes or learning from other people, the things that we find work for us, sharing tips and tricks that we are either learning through experience or that we're learning through someone else's experience.
Yeah, I know, especially for me, when I was first started with wood carving, I found it very hard to learn what I was doing and then to try and scour the internet for ages to try and find one piece of information that you still might not even find. So hopefully this podcast can help everyone learn these things without having to look so far and hard for the information. It can be almost like a hub for anyone who wants to learn these things that has taken me 2 years to find out just for experience and for other people.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's got such a wide range of things. It's not just a hub for woodworking. It's a hub for leather making, Lord willing, and crocheting and paper crafts and ring making. And I mean,
knife making,
right? And all these different things that we've been getting into. So it's just a basic ultimate, I guess, artisan hub of information, I think, is what we're hoping to sort of put together.
Yeah. Well, and it excites me to think about the possibilities and just to be able to pass on what we're learning. We do a lot of research. We are learning ourselves. Don't expect us necessarily, certainly now, to be experts in the field. We certainly do not want to come across that way, but we want to share the many things that we are learning so that others are encouraged. And Sean, I like the way that you put it, to sort of be a point where a collection point, a hub, where people can find this information that we have maybe spent hours and hours gathering, and that this can become that spot that people can very quickly access the information.
And also, because there are so many different crafts that we do, just because you may be a leather worker, you may then hopefully through this podcast be inspired to go and make a ring or try something that you haven't tried before because, well, that's just cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's, I've mentioned this in some of our previous podcasts, that as I see the family doing different things, it excites me, and it automatically, I'm like, oh, I want to make one of those too. You know, it just, it's exciting.
And even on like the side of not necessarily making what someone else has made, but when you see someone doing the things they do and excelling at that, it kind of makes you want to do the things that you do and get better at that. Like, you know, if I see Michael making rings, I'm like, oh, that looks so cool. I want to work on the things I like to do. Or, you know, instead of, oh, I want to try making a ring. Although, I mean, sometimes it looks kind of cool, but
They always look cool.
Although, yeah, they definitely look cool. But not something that I would think and like, okay, I'm going to go try that. I would then say, oh, I want to put some time aside so I can focus on the things that I'd like to put together and try and do. And
right. So it stimulates you in your own craft as you see the enthusiasm in the products that others are producing. It stimulates you.
Yep.
And also with our products as well, we quite often implement more than one person in each product. So for example, Dad may make a knife and one of us can make a wooden handle and then there's a leather sheath to go. So the implements, not just one craft, but many. So those who are listening to this, who do knife making, you may learn something from the woodworking side of things. You may learn something from the leather craft, how to make better sheaths. So it should help everybody really, hopefully.
Yep. Well, then there's, of course, all of us use some kinds of tools in our crafts. And as we go along, I think we all, in one sense, love our tools. That's also part of what makes the craft work. And we need those tools. Well, as we go along, we hope to also review some of the tools that we use. And maybe we end up having tools that we find are not as effective in what we're trying to do. And so we want to let people know what works best.
And we might end up making our own tools and talk about those.
Absolutely. Promoting our own tools. And we have some of the first knives. Actually, the first knives I made were carving tools for both my sons here who love carving.
I mean, you should even see this podcasting system that we've got set up. I mean, that's not just something that you buy at the store.
No, that's absolutely true. But it works. It's effective. And we can maybe clean up the cables. I am thinking about some possibilities for cleaning up the cables. And I think in the end, I'd like to sort of make it sort of self-contained so we can just easily pack it up in one box and put it away. Well, I think that's a good start for our first segment. We'll now take a quick little break and head on over to our second segment. In the second segment, we want to look at our lives and events that we hope to plan and how you, the listener, can participate in FGG Designs and opportunities that we hope to provide for our listeners. So first of all, we're thinking of, okay, you might have heard that little noise in the background. We have, as some of you know, different family members, and one of those is a dog named Olive. And so now and then you'll hear Olive participate in her way in our podcast.
Especially when the whole family's around the table. She grabs her bow and her toys and just runs around and goes crazy.
She's very happy when we're all together. And she's
a family dog.
She's a family dog, absolutely. So getting back to the possibilities, we want to provide special offers to our listeners. And maybe Elizabeth can tell a little bit about what we anticipate.
Yeah, I think our ideas sort of will be a listener only type of offer that will be only exclusively for you, the listener. Things like, you know, deals on our website, on our online store, like percentage off or amounts off, or get a free spoon when you buy a ring, or who knows what we've got in store in the future. We could also do
seasonal specials. We also will be doing new product launches when we come up with new ideas. We're always open in that sense to having listener input.
Yep.
Any of those that listen who have ideas that they'd like to see made reality, we're open to suggestions.
We say at the end of every podcast that we have an email address to write questions to. So also goes for, in our first segment, we mentioned tips and information. And if you're struggling in a certain area in your craft, please feel free to write us and we'll do the best of research we can for you and maybe mention that in one of our later podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. We're totally open to answering questions. And, you know, if you don't have your own podcast and you've learned something that you want to pass on to, you know, a listener base, absolutely pass those things on and we'll pass them on too. So those are possibilities for the future. We just launched our Scrubbies. We're hoping that the Scrubbies will take off. In fact, this might be a good moment to tell a little bit about our Scrubbies and what they do. Obviously, Lydia here is the one that produces those. Can you tell us a little bit about what goes into making Scrubbies?
Time, for one. It is not too hard.
As you hear the clink, clank, clunk on the mic stand.
I'm in the process of making one when we're doing our podcast, so making good use of our time. But it is, for me, quite simple to make one. I've made hundreds, if not 500, maybe plus already, given them away as gifts. We've sold quite a few actually already, and people are loving them. They're mainly used for scrubbing your pans, especially dishes. It's really nice in the hand. It's soft, but yet firm enough to scrub your dishes or polish.
No, you can use it for all kinds of things.
Works on my hands after I come home from a long day at my shop as a mechanic.
That's right. The guys use them for their dirty hands. My brother, who lives in Holland, I actually made a jumbo one, a big one, large one, and send it to him. And he uses it on his car to wash his car. And you can actually read one of his reviews on our website. And he wrote that to get a big one from me. I made it for him.
That was a special request from him.
Yes.
It's been interesting just to see as we, over the last year, have given these away and sold some of these to some friends. Because it seems that as they start using them, they get all excited about the potential. And they want their friends to experience the same thing also. So we get a lot of feedback from people as to how they use it, how effective they are. As far as I'm aware, we really have not had any negative feedback. It's all been very positive. At times we hear about very unusual uses. I won't name names, but someone actually uses it to clean their dentures. And they thought that was a great solution. In fact, we got a special request from them to make a small version that would be a little bit more conducive to cleaning dentures. But it's for those that haven't had the experience of using a scrubby yet, it is a soft material, and yet at the same time, it is firm and has an abrasive quality that does not damage your product. And so we've found it very effective in cleaning pots and pans and dishes. And like Lydia said, her brother, found that it works great with cleaning the car. He had tried all kinds of products prior to that and was very frustrated. And for some reason, he thought, you know what, I'll see how this works. And it worked so well. He goes, oh, this is fantastic. And obviously, Lydia got the request to make a little larger one. So now and then, we do make custom products. It's not necessarily the thing that's first and foremost on our priority list. But if people do have requests, those are our options. You can get them in a number of different colors. Michael and I both have a black one because we can use it to clean our hands when we've been working out in the shop or whatever without it showing dirt. The other nice thing about the product is that they can be easily cleaned. and reused over and over and over again. And interestingly enough, we've been using ours now for probably, over a year.
Year and a half.
Yeah. And they just don't deteriorate. They maintain their...
Their shape, their
color.
I've used bleached with it too. Some people have asked me, they tend to smell when they don't dry fast enough. And certain climates, we are living in Southern California, so it's a little warmer here, so they dry faster. But for instance, my family in Holland, they, the climate is a lot more, there's a lot more moisture in the air, so it doesn't dry up as quickly. So it tends to smell and collect bacteria, yet you can't get rid of it by washing it on extra hot in your washing machine and drying it on extra hot, or you can put it in a solution of water and vinegar and baking soda or some bleach. I mean, that works too. And it doesn't damage the product, or it discolors it. It won't discolor it either. So it turns out great, and it works great over and over again.
We've accumulated a whole bunch now. I think there's four or five in the sink.
We have four, and I can try to rotate them. And once one is in the laundry, I can't live without them. They're just great. I just miss it when it's not there. So I just have one that's kind of in the. With the tea towels, so one is in the laundry, I pick up another one and use that one instead.
Right. Well, I sort of have a tendency, because we have a number of different ones in the sink there, using different ones for different types of things that I clean.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But don't use them with cheesy casserole dishes, when you have just wonderful dishes with lovely melted cheese. The cheese won't come out of the scrubby. This is, we've experienced it ourselves.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Yeah.
Basically, pre-rinse the dishes, get the big chunks out before you use it.
Yeah, use a paper towel and get the chunks out, to get the melted cheese out, and then scrub it. Otherwise, the cheese will get stuck in your scrubby and it will not get out anymore.
You just have a cheesy scrubby.
I'll also put a link in the show notes that goes more specifically to the scrubby page, so you can read more about it, read the reviews, read questions that people have asked about it on how to take care, basically what we've explained here. You can read about that on the website. And hey, if you feel like you need to have one of these yourselves, there is also the possibility to purchase one. So
they're great gifts. We've sold quite a few for Christmas, and people are loving them. I love to give them as gifts as well, just to get our product out and our name out. And people seem really excited about it. So
absolutely. And like different people have already said, when it's not there, I miss it. I just, or when I'm somewhere where they don't have scrubbies, I'm like...
You need a scrubby.
How do you people live?
Yeah, I know.
Guys,
get a scrubby. Yeah.
But that was a good example of what we mean by talking about our products and offers and things like that.
You'll get more of this.
Yeah, that's just an example.
That's an example, but very practical. And it's one of our first products that we've had a major launch, a new product launch. Well, on to the next point, and that would be different shows, opportunities for us to be involved in the lives of our listeners and listeners to be involved in our lives. We're, as we go forward, we're looking for possibilities to be a part of craft and artisan fairs, getting, obviously, our brand out there, having people see our products before they buy. We know what it's like. We purchase things online and know that there are certain times when you wish that you could just try something.
Like the Christmas present I got Michael and it was too small.
Yeah, there's times, absolutely. We do live in an age where so much is purchased online, and there's no question about it. Our business is very focused on online purchases. But at the same time, we do understand that it's great when people can come and handle our products. maybe even take them for a spin. Although I don't know if we'd really want people to try the spoons and things like that before we sell them. But
that could be quite unsanitary.
Yes.
But, we could have some out that I can try.
I mean, and then a scrubby so you can clean it afterwards.
Yeah, there you go.
We have the different abilities with the products that we make.
We basically have a full functioning kitchen with like all the things we make.
Scrubbies, kitchen utensils, knives, spoons.
I can use a drill press as a blender, so
there you go.
So we hope in the future to tell and let our listeners know where we're going to be going ahead of time, so that if you're following us and you're in the area,
or just want to come say hey.
Yeah, we would love to meet you.
Yeah.
We'd love to meet our listeners. And initially, I'm sure these things will mainly be local here in Southern California. Maybe eventually it'll get to the point where we can travel a bit more. And like we've already mentioned prior to this podcast, we are thinking towards the future and possibility of maybe moving somewhere else. But those are things that are in the Lord's hands, and we'll just take one step at a time.
We know with craft shows and fairs and any kind of market, there's always going to be a room for learning for us as well. So again, as we said, we want to help you. So if you're thinking of going to markets as well, we can pass on the information we've learned from craft fairs. I mean, I know I've benefited a lot from listening to others who have told us about craft fairs and different things. So once we have more information, we can share that with you. So it's not just a time to meet you, it's also a time to learn and then report back to you what we've learned and, you know, how the fair was, just, you know, snippets of our lives as well.
Very good. Well, another possibility that we've talked about and are thinking about for the future is maybe creating some training opportunities as we develop in our crafts and want to stimulate and encourage others to get involved in those artisan crafts. We hope to maybe provide some training opportunities where people can come and we can help them get started learning the basics of whatever craft we are going to be promoting at that particular point. It's exciting. We enjoy doing these things, and we'd love to see other people involved with those things also. Well, then the third point of segment two would be related to personal events and milestones in our own lives. And this is to just give an opportunity to share again with our listeners who we are, what we're involved with. Those things could be just personal things that are happening in our lives. You know, we recently were at a family wedding, and that was exciting. And of course, we gave a FG Designs product as a gift, and seems to be liked. Hopefully one of these days soon we'll start to get some reviews and feedback on the use of these things. This was one of our newer and more unique products at this point.
That's also a great way, if you're starting your own business as well, to try and get your name out, to get feedback, is just give them as gifts for Christmas or weddings. Anyone that you know who is, you know, a new baby or something, as a gift, any kind, get your gift out to them, your product as a gift out to them, and they will give you feedback, and you don't have to pay for feedback as your friend. So you just ask people about your product. And I mean, if you can't afford to give them away, then maybe just, depending on what your product is, let one of your friends use it for a week and then give it back and tell you how they had an experience with it. It's just a good way to, one, get them thinking about your product so they can tell others. And two, for you to understand what your product is like in its practicalityness. That's not even a word, but you know what I mean.
Practicalness.
In its practicalness. Or practicality.
Yeah, well, certainly those are great opportunities. We've had a lot of fun sharing what we're doing with others. And that's truly how people start finding out about what we're doing. You know, this time hopefully will be an opportunity to also share, obviously, about some of the personal things that we're involved with.
I think more like the you'll get to see more of just kind of what we do on a day-to-day basis. Like Sean had mentioned in the first segment, I think, is, you know, we all, or a lot of us, have different jobs that come alongside of, you know, FGG Designs. And although we very much desire to be full-time with FGG Designs, at this point, this is not what the Lord has in store for us. So we are still working on the side, well, more full-time really than on the side, but enough to just sustain our lives while we are developing this business. So I think at this area of podcasts, we would just kind of, you know, if there's any sort of church events that we've been a part of and really excited about, or if there's been things with work that's maybe even helped us learn something valuable for our business. I know that in my other job, I learn a lot that gets applied to the marketing and the online part of the business. So, you know, maybe sharing things like that, or things we've learned aside that, or things that are unrelated per se in particular to the business, but still very personal to us, and that we've been...
The challenges maybe that we experience in managing all of these different things. For the listeners, as we go, you will learn more about us, learn of the challenges that we face on a day-to-day basis. And we hope that these things, again, are there to encourage you, to help you maybe even get a better grasp of your own life. You know, it's a challenge enough for all of us, and the things that we learn on a day-to-day basis, we hope to pass on as an encouragement for others.
As we know as well, there are loads of people with their own businesses that are more of a side business. So they have a full-time job and they do things on the side, as Elizabeth just said. And that's basically what we are as well. So also maybe we can help you just organize your time so that you can work, do both jobs at the same time. And just any experiences we have along the way. And as much as this podcast will be artisan related, one more thing we'll be speaking about a lot of is our faith. It's kind of hard to separate us from our faith because it's ingrained in us. We live for God. We live for God's glory. So that will also come up. And I mean, we've spoke before about having a segment in a podcast where maybe grandpa might give some words of wisdom. So you could expect things like that as well. We want to get to know our listeners, but we also want our listeners to get to know us. So you'll be hearing about what we do as a craft, but you'd also be hearing about us and who we are.
Right. Our faith is inseparable from our lives, and our lives, they wouldn't be lives without our faith. So that is certainly a part of our day-to-day lives, and you'll hear more and more about it. And maybe something that we say or do might encourage you to think about your own faith, and it might even bring up questions. And we're totally open for faith-based questions too. It's not just our artisan craft that we're trying to encourage and promote here, but in reality, above all, is the recognition that without God, without Christ in our lives really have no value. And that doesn't only apply to us. It applies to every person on this earth. You might think differently, but we'd challenge you to think about that and what that would mean in your life and how it could impact you personally. Well, I think that's the end of our second segment. So we, once again, will take a quick break and be back in a moment. In our third segment, we want to talk about the style of our podcast, what you can expect from our podcast. And our goal when it comes to duration was 30 minutes.
Good luck.
And we are going to see if we can actually limit ourselves to those 30 minutes, or maybe even divide up the hours and hours of a conversation to 30 minutes a piece. We're looking into that. We're evaluating it. We'll sort of see what happens. But
it's hard to put a time limit on passion.
Yeah.
Sean, you are so right. That is really what it's about. We get talking about these things that we just love talking about. And it's hard not to talk and to limit ourselves. So, and of course, as we're talking around here around the table, and that's part of this segment, is to sort of share why we've chosen this route, how we're actually recording, where we are around a table.
Not a round one, but a square one.
It is a rectangular table.
Very solid table.
It's a very solid table.
Heavy duty.
Sometimes filled with a jigsaw puzzle.
Sometimes filled with a jigsaw puzzle or a game or all kinds of particular
food
things.
Food. Nice,
we do spend time around the table on a daily basis. And so the table is an important place for us as we communicate about our daily happenings.
Or devour food.
Our food. Can you tell us that our family loves to eat? Yeah. You'll hear that, I'm sure, more often too, because we do enjoy
food. Well, that's why we make spoons, because we use spoons to eat our food.
Yeah. Right. And then we do have to wash the dishes, and we use a scrubby for that one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and for instance, you know, Sean has come up with these great ice cream spoons. I wonder why and how he came up with these great ice cream spoons. Well, it's because
we love ice cream.
Now, we make our own homemade ice cream because we are very focused on eating healthily. And in a world of sugars and carbohydrates, we have learned to manage our intake of those by
eating a lot more fat.
Eating a lot more fat and enjoying our food, knowing that it's not harming our body, but actually benefiting our body. Now, that's a little rabbit trail, but it's not too far off because it relates to the fact that we spend a lot of time around the table. And I know we talk with other people and realize I can foresee in the near future tables, probably kitchen tables, dining room tables, mm-hmm. probably disappearing from homes just because they're not used anymore. But that will not happen in our home.
Oh, no.
We choose to eat our meals together. And as we eat our meals together, we end up talking about things, talking about life, talking about what happened during the day at work, talking about our projects, our ideas.
Our
next podcast episode. Absolutely. Those are part of our daily happenings. So our recording doesn't take place at dinner time, although ate prior to starting our podcast recording. But it does follow our food so that you can sort of maybe it can help you picture the setting here. We're in our dining room.
And just like a normal conversation around the table, we always butt in and talk over each other, and just we speak when we want to speak.
Yeah, we try to allow each other to speak. And so what you're experiencing here is really our table talk is what's happening. And
we just got to make sure we sit in front of the microphone.
Yeah, that's
the hard part.
That's the one difference.
Can you hear me from it?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
That's the one difference here is that we are... We have to be focused and sort of get into the habit of when we're talking, sticking our nose in a mic, whereas normally we're just sitting back chatting.
Normally our nose is stuck in the food.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's not too stuck because then it'd be pretty difficult eating and breathing. So anyway,
TMI.
So as we talk about the specific topics that we'll be talking about, it will be around the table. It will be just really a family conversation. We will seek to sort of interview, I guess, to a certain extent, each other. It's just family conversation, asking each other questions and getting responses. And it does help with the production of the podcast. I could see it could be very challenging for someone that's just a sole host to constantly be talking, although some people might think that I wouldn't have a big problem with that. But I think it is a great help to be able to bounce things off each other.
I don't know if you would say a help, because I think because when we feed off of each other, our episode length tends to be longer than 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be the one challenge that we will experience. And we hope that you listeners are not, bored with this methodology.
Let us know if you are.
But yes, absolutely. We want feedback. If
please.
You guys don't really care for this style, we won't promise that we'll change it. But we'd love to have your feedback. And we understand, everyone has their thoughts and everyone is unique, just like, we're sitting here right now with five people around the table that are all unique. Every episode could be a little different in the sense of who's here at the table when we're doing this. Last time we had Dad and Mom here, and we will certainly have them here more in the future, but it will just vary a little bit depending on who's available when we need to get the podcast recorded. And it will also relate to maybe the topics that we'll be talking about. Sometimes, even though we are very involved in each other's lives and each other's crafts, not everyone here is totally aware of all the little details of each craft. So sometimes you'll hear one person being more vocal and expressive because it's about their craft versus someone else's. Well, I think we've talked about all the things related to the style of podcasting.
I think I just want to say or add into that. Obviously, we've went through and described sort of all of what you can be expecting, but we highly appreciate your feedback. Obviously, I think it's already been mentioned once, but just want to reiterate also the things you like about the podcast, the things you don't like about the podcast, things you want to hear more of, things you want to hear less of. I mean, again, like what Dad just said, not that, we won't promise that we'll change it, but it helps us to know what is helpful to you as a listener and what we can be focusing on as well to give to you as the listener. Because we want to be helpful and encouraging and help in, if you're an artist, to help you in maybe some of the areas that you're finding not as much motivation in maybe, and help motivate you and encourage you in some ways. So any sort of feedback really is going to help us. So bring them on.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. When I said, we might not respond or might not change, my comment was more related to the aspect that we recognize that even our listeners are unique and some people might just prefer a different style. We're not necessarily out to please every listener. We have a goal, we have a purpose, and we have to focus on accomplishing our mission in that sense. And so everything that we do, we evaluate accordingly. Obviously, first and foremost, the things that we are trying to accomplish here are to glorify God in everything that we do. And so that will be our focus, and everything will be evaluated based on that. But as we get input, we will certainly make adjustments to optimize things to be as listener-friendly as possible. Obviously, if we are not contributing positively to our listeners, then in reality, we might as well just stop podcasting. So in that sense, I think our listeners should understand where we're going there too. Anyway, so we're going to round off segment three at this point, and I will make a quick summary in just a minute. During this episode, we briefly looked at things that pertain to the future, things that in reality, we don't necessarily know exactly what will happen, but these are the things that we have planned and desire to incorporate. We want to be focused on the different arts and crafts that we're involved with, sharing with our listeners what we're doing, encouraging them possibly through how-tos to get involved with an artisan craft, and sharing tips and tidbits of things that happen and that we learn and want to pass on to encourage you. We also looked at the possibilities of special offers that will come along. So please stay tuned. Keep your ears open because we will have special offers for the listeners. We'll let you know what the new and latest, greatest product is that we've come up with and make you aware of the seasonal specials. We'll also keep you informed of where we might be as it pertains to craft shows and artisan fairs, maybe giving training opportunities for people. And we'll share a little bit about what's happening behind the scenes in the FGG Designs family. Finally, we talked a little bit about the style podcast, that it's a family conversational style, round the table, a time where we just share with you guys. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. We hope you have been motivated by today's topics to excel in your craft, but most importantly, to live for God's glory. If you have any questions about this episode, please write us at podcast@fggdesigns.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or visit us at fggdesigns.com.